There was a point when you worked a little bit with Duke Ellington, or you were called in to do some.
No, I didn't work with Duke. Actually, what happened, the only actual playing that I ever did with Duke, mm-hmm. I think it was radio show.
Okay.
The CBS show. Duke had a regular thing where he'd come on in the afternoon and play, and we would go to the studio. Jimmy and I would go to the studio and sit and listen to the band and watch, mm-hmm. Watch the show go down. And on this particular broadcast, I was in there, and we were sitting there, and everybody was there to play except the bass players. And one by one, Duke, when the show went on the air, the full band was not even on the stand. They sort of wandered up on the stand while Duke was vamping at the piano.
Ah.
And the opening credits, and they were talking the opening credits of it. By the time the band was ready to hit, everybody was on the stage except bass players. And he had two bass players, Junior Raglan and I can't remember the name of the other bass player. But neither of them was there. The bassists were sitting there, up and everything on the stage, was put on stage by the road manager and everything. So Duke beckoned to me from the audience, from sitting like we were sitting there, to come up, and pointed to the bass. So I did. I went up, picked up the bass, and music was all set up, what they were going to start with and everything. So we started. But the music ran out. And I said to Johnny Hodges, I said, what happens now? He said, you just keep playing. So I found out that was pretty standard with Duke Ellington. And the music ran out, it just ran out, and they just kept going. They just...